In this last decade, the biggest shift has been that clients used to sprinkle in a very few light-skinned black models on the runway, but now it seems they have been almost entirely erased from the industry in favor of exclusively dark-skinned models, most of them from South Sudan due to how dark their skin is. I'm recording this video in July 2025, and I want to use this casting of Sena Hall's men's show last month to highlight exactly what's going on here. Although Yves Sena Hall himself found beauty across all races, this casting by Samuel Ellis from DM Casting shows a clear preference for dark-skinned models. There are zero mixed-race models here. Now look at the casting for Dries Van Noten. Also DM Casting, zero mixed-race models. Amira Casting by Noah Shelley? Sean Swen Casting by Dianu van der Graaf? If I cover the upper face, is this diversity when the skin color is so constrained? For women's runway shows, there tend to be a few more models that are mixed race or just of lighter skin tone, but still, the preference for dark-skinned black models is very clear. Look at this casting for Dries Van Noten. Zero mixed race models, 10 dark-skinned black models. I promise you, I'm not just cherry-picking these examples. It is across the board what is going on in casting. If one out of five models in the models.com list of future stars has South Sudanese heritage, is that diversity? Of course, it is amazing that dark-skinned models are now being included on runways campaigns across the industry, and some of my favorite models, like Anok Yai and Adut Akesh, have South Sudanese heritage. But the problem is that clients are now looking for a specific skin color, not being open to racial diversity. Does it make sense that a casting would include one in five models from South Sudan, but zero from Brazil?